Welcome to the Past Life Therapists Association Diploma Course Recording. It has been produced to accompany the course and provide you with the experience of past life regression. This journey into your past employs the main methods that are taught in the course, using the garden induction as the theme, so you will be able to see the whole process from the viewpoint of your future clients. Please be aware that what you hear me say will not be exactly the same as your scripts, because every time I take someone into regression, the journey is slightly different. And once you are proficient enough to work without your scripts, you will find yourself doing the same thing. This brings a little variety and breaks the monotony of saying exactly the same thing over and over. And this is important, really, because you must always come across to your client as fresh and enthusiastic. First of all, we will start with a slow and methodical initial induction, and then return. After that, we can then move on to the second induction, which will take the journey further into a past life. This is really a practice run to train your subconscious and to experience the journey as well as the destination. The need for practice is very important, as the whole process will work much better once you've done it a few times. Once you've become familiar with the journey and your subconscious is responding well, we can move on to a much more detailed past life regression. Okay, let's make a start. Hopefully you've chosen a time when you're less likely to be disturbed by the telephone or someone knocking at the door. I want you to make yourself as comfortable as possible in your favourite chair, or lie down if you prefer. Also, if you have the opportunity, it is helpful to have some gentle, quiet music playing in the background. So now you are settled down and ready to relax. Just close your eyes now and take a few deep breaths. Just concentrate on your breathing for a few moments. Gentle, steady, rhythmic breaths. Breathing is very important to help you relax and to help the body relax. And that's the first thing we're going to do, is learn to relax the body. And to do that, I want you to look inside your forehead now, as if it was a screen, and see the word relax. Just see the word relax. Concentrate on the word relax and feel those tiny little muscles in your forehead loosen. Just be aware now of tiny little bits of tension there and feel them just melt away. Be aware of this feeling now as you bring it further down to your jaw. This is another area where we carry a lot of tension, and being aware of this tension, you can let it go. Feel the jaw loosen. Feel that tension going. Now I want you to bring this newfound awareness of your own body further down and concentrate on your shoulders. This is an area where you carry a lot of tension as well. And by being aware of this tension, you can let those shoulders drop. Let them loosen. And know that you can breathe away this tension. Just breathe away this tension and replace it with relaxation. Bring this feeling of relaxation further down now to the muscles on either side of your spine. Just being aware of the tension here, letting them loosen, letting those muscles soften as the stress just melts away. Round to the chest now and down to the stomach, feeling more relaxed all the time. Further down now to the pelvic area, to the thighs, to the knees, calves and shins, and on to the ankles and feet. A wonderful feeling of relaxation just passing down through your body now. Just be aware of this feeling at your shoulders once more, and bring it down your arms, wrists and hands. You are now wonderfully calm and relaxed. And from now on, every time you hear the words calm and relaxed, you'll drift deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxing feeling. Every time you hear the words calm and relaxed, you'll drift deeper and deeper. And now as you allow your body to relax so comfortably, so calmly there, just be aware of how it's supported by the chair or bed that you're lying in or on. Give your body up to that and let it rest completely. Now I want you to use your imagination. We're going on a journey in the imagination. So just imagine for me now a beautiful garden. Find yourself in this beautiful place on a warm summer's day. The air is still and the sun is shining. And all around you here are beautiful flowers, trees and shrubs. Just explore this garden here in your mind, being aware of the wonderful colours of the flowers, their fragrances, watching butterflies dancing around, and using other senses, be aware of the birds singing in the trees, and the gentle hum of insects in the background, on this beautiful warm summer's day, here in this tranquil place. And the feeling you get here in the garden is one of peace and serenity. And this feeling allows you to drift deeper, becoming more and more calm, relaxed, as each moment passes. And as you stroll through the garden now, I want you to come across some steps, 10 steps, which will lead you down to a lower level in the garden. And in a moment, when I ask you to walk down these steps, with each step you take, you'll feel more and more calm and relaxed. With each step you take, you'll feel more and more calm and relaxed. And to help you down the steps, I'll count down with you. Make your way down the steps now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Drifting deeper and deeper with each step you take. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And onto a lower pathway. You are now in an even more beautiful part of the garden. And over to your right is a comfortable reclining garden chair. Just make your way over to this chair and settle yourself down. And as you settle here so warm and comfortable, calm, relaxed, you close your eyes, feel the warmth of the sun on your face, and drift away deeper and deeper. Drift deeper and deeper. This chair is a place of safety, a place at which you will know and be able to return to should you get lost or confused when visiting your past lives later on. You'll always be able to find your way back to this chair, rest a while, and then make the return journey up the steps and back to normality. Now I want you to leave the chair and start to make your return. We always return the same way in order to bring you back to normal consciousness. So make your way to the foot of those steps now, and I'll count you up to the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mind and body slowly returning to normality. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fully refreshed, fully back to normality, and you can open your eyes now. And this would be a good time now to press your stop button and take a break if you wish. Okay, so now we can take the journey a stage further and access a past life. This will be a fairly brief visit, as the important part here is to experience the process as well as the details of the past life explored. So once more, close your eyes now and take a few deep breaths. As before, just concentrate on your breathing for a few moments. We'll find this journey into this relaxed state of mind will be much quicker than last time. Just be aware of your body now, and just scan your body for any tension that you still feel you're hanging on to. And know that you can just breathe that tension away and replace it with relaxation. Breathe in relaxation now and breathe away that tension. And once more you start to drift away into this wonderful feeling of being calm and relaxed. Calm and relaxed. Allowing your body to rest fully once more. And as you do this, you can focus your mind within once again, and find yourself in that beautiful garden. And each time you visit the garden, you can add to it any elements you wish to have, or keep out any other elements you don't wish to have. Just connect once more with the peace and tranquility of this place, as you feel yourself drifting ever deeper, feeling more and more calm and relaxed as each moment passes. Just beware of all these beautiful flowers, trees and shrubs here. Be at one with nature as you stroll through now, stroll through the garden to those steps. These steps are representative now of a deeper level in the garden and a deeper level of relaxation. Make your climb down the steps now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Onto the lower pathway once more. You can be aware of where the chair is now, over to your right, but you needn't visit the chair at this stage. Instead, I want you to continue down the path, which stretches away in front of you now. Stroll down the path, still part of the garden, still warm, still relaxing, still beautiful. As you stroll down the path, I want you to come across a high wall on one side of the pathway, which is beside the path and stretches away into the distance. And as you get closer, you can see that all along this wall are many, many doors, and each one of these doors is an access to your past. Each one of these doors represents a year, and the further down the path you go, the further back in time you go. Many of these doors will have a past life behind them. So the first door you pass is the present day. As you go back in time now, as you stroll down the path, be aware of going past the doors which represent your present life. Ever onward down the path, taking your time, strolling down the pathway now. I want you to pass now the year that you were born in your present life, ever onward into your past, further down the pathway now. And now I want you to look for a door, a special door, a door which stands out from the others, a door which has a past life behind it. Your subconscious mind will point you to a door, help you find it, present one to you now. Look for a door which is different from the others, one you feel drawn to. I'll give you a few moments to find this door. Maybe a different colour, a different shape, maybe lit in some way, but you'll know which one it is when you find it. So look for a door now. Okay, I'm assuming now you've found a door. Just be aware of what it looks like, its shape and its colour, style. See if you can see a number written on or above this door, representing the year, showing you the year the life behind it represents. Okay, now I want you to open the door and step through to the other side, closing this door behind you, but always knowing that that door is there for you at any time should you wish to return onto the pathway and leave this life behind. If this does happen, you can do this, return onto the pathway, make your way back up the path, ignoring me, making your way up the steps, and then turn off this recording and start again. But if you're still with me at the moment, the next thing I want you to do for me is look down at your feet. Look down at your feet because this is an easy thing to spot, a familiar thing, and it will help with the visions as they start to form now. Just be aware of what you're wearing on your feet. Now work your way up your body. Just to be aware of what else you find yourself wearing. And as you do this, I want you to feel yourself in this body. You are this person now, looking through the eyes of this person. Just be aware of how this body feels. Once you're aware of what you're wearing, I want you to also be aware of whether you're male or female. And awareness will come to you, answering these questions. I also want you to be aware of your age. Allow a number to just spring into your thoughts as your subconscious mind helps you with these answers. Okay, just look back down at your feet again and see what you're standing on, because this will help to establish whether you're inside or outside. Now I want you to start to lift your gaze to the horizon. As all the visions form strongly around you, just be aware of where you find yourself, of your surroundings. Be aware of how you feel here. Be aware of the climate, whether it's hot or cold. To start to explore now, looking around, seeing what you can see. You'll be able to move freely around this life now, looking through the eyes of this person that you now are, listening with the ears of this person that you now are. Allow the visions to form stronger and stronger as a stronger awareness comes to you of exactly where you are. I can help you establish a few facts by asking a few questions. Are you inside or outside? Just explore this place you find yourself in. Being aware of your feelings and emotions as you relive this part of a life. Move around here. feeling how your body feels as you move around, allowing an awareness to grow stronger and stronger of your own body and what you're doing here. And now you're more in tune with this life, I can ask a couple more questions. What is your name? Allow a name to just spring into your thoughts. And another question now, just to confirm what you may already know. What year is this? Allow the answers to just spring into your thoughts. And just look back down at yourself now to see what you're doing here. See if you're holding anything. See if you're doing anything. If you find yourself just standing here, allow yourself to move forward in time until you are doing something, so you can understand your function here today. As you observe your surroundings, if you're inside, just be aware of the furniture and that sort of thing within the room that you're in. And move around freely around the building. Or if you're outside, be aware of the terrain, be aware of the vegetation. This will help you to establish where you are in the world here. I can ask this question now, what country is this? An answer will just spring into your thoughts. Okay, this is just a brief visit here. I want you to let those images fade now. Let those images fade away and be aware of that door that was behind you that you used to come into this life. Turn and face it now. Open it and step back out onto the pathway. Closing the door behind you, but bringing back with you all the memories of this life you've now gained, brought into conscious awareness. I want you to make your way back up the path now, back up towards the area where the steps are and where the chair is. Make your way back up through the years now, way back up through the years. Heading towards those doors which represent your most recent life. Back up through the years now until you eventually reach the doors that represent your present life. Passing those doors, working your way up to the present time now. Finally passing the last door, which is the present day. Feeling refreshed with your thoughts all brought up back to date. Now find yourself at the foot of the steps, and I'll count you back up to the top, and in doing so, I will bring you back to normality. Make your climb now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mind and body slowly returning to normality now. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, fully refreshed, and fully back to normality. And you can open your eyes if you wish. It is a good idea to go over the last induction a few times, until it becomes much easier. Now once the practice is done, we can move on to a much more detailed past life regression. Take another break now, if you want to. Now it is time for the final journey. And this will be a much more in-depth exploration. So close your eyes once more. And once again, start to feel calm and relaxed. As you hear the words calm and relaxed, it's your mind signal to start to drift deeper and deeper in this wonderful relaxing feeling once more. Scanning your body once more for any tension that you are still aware of. Knowing that you can breathe this tension away and replace it with relaxation. Breathing away that tension, breathing in relaxation, allowing all those muscles to soften, to loosen, allow your body to feel heavier, allow it to be supported by whatever you're sitting or lying in or on. And as once more you allow your body to rest there, so warm and comfortable, calm and relaxed, you can go on a journey into your imagination and find yourself in that garden once again on that beautiful summer's day. Feel the warmth of the sunshine as you explore this garden here in your mind. The idea of this is to focus within, to focus on this place. Using all your five senses to enjoy the sights and the sounds, the smells, even the textures of the plants. As you kneel down and feel and touch. Now we have an onward journey to make. So make your way through the garden now to those steps. Find yourself at the top of the steps. And as before, I'll count you down to a deeper level in the garden and a deeper level of relaxation. Make your climb now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. On the low level once more, on that pathway which now stretches away in front of you, and now a familiar place to visit. Make way down this pathway till you come to the wall with all the doors, which is beside the pathway, as always, and stretches away into the distance. Make way down through the years now, past all the doors representing your present life. Further down the path, the further back in time you're going. So work your way past the doors now, being aware of passing the doors. And now being aware of the door which represents the year you were born in your present life, ever onward now into your past. Just take your time now. As you start to look for a door which stands out, a door which has a past life behind it. Look for a door now that you feel drawn to. Now your subconscious mind to present you with the door. I'll leave you for a few moments now to find that door. Okay, a door is presenting to you now. Just be aware of this door in front of you now as you move up to it. Helping your visualization now by looking at the door, being aware of its color, shape, texture, what material it's made of. Look above the door now to see if you can see a number which represents the year. you can't see a number, that's okay, don't worry about this. You may have a number spring into your thoughts, a year, just come to you. That's your inner, quiet voice talking to you, your subconscious mind giving you this information. What year is this? Wait for an answer. Okay, it's now time to open the door and step through to the other side, closing this door behind you, but knowing that door is there for you, should you wish to return to the pathway. As always, look down at your feet to begin with. As the images start to form, you can be aware of what you're wearing on your feet, if anything at all. And once you've established that, just work your way up your body and be aware of what you're wearing. As you do this, feel yourself in your body now, in this different body. Whatever happens to you now is happening in the present tense, as if it's happening right now. And as you're aware of what you're wearing, be aware of your own appearance. Look at your hands. Look at the texture. Are they hard-working hands? Are they soft hands? The colour and the texture of the skin. And in understanding yourself, you'll know more about yourself. So I can ask you a few questions now to establish a few facts about yourself. Are you male or female? You'll have an inner knowing of the answer to this. How old are you? And what is your name? Okay, we'll look at some more questions later, but for now, I want you to be more aware of exactly where you are. So look back down on your feet again. Find out what you're standing on to help you establish where you are. Once you can see the surface beneath your feet forming clearly, you can start to lift your gaze up to the level horizon. And images will form stronger and stronger around you, and you'll find yourself somewhere. Just be aware now of your surroundings so they fully form around you, using all your senses to connect with the sights, the sounds. Even use your sense of taste and smell and feel to know exactly what's happening here. And how does your body feel? The body that you're now in. Is it a young body? Does it feel fresh and fit? Or is it an older body that's a little bit slower, a little bit more tired? Just be aware of how it feels. And as you explore your surroundings now, I can ask a few more questions. Allow the answers to just spring into your thoughts, like an inner knowing. What country are you in here? And if you're in a town or a village, what's the name of this town or village? Or if you're in the countryside, what's the name of the nearest big town? These answers will just spring into your thoughts. Listen out for that quiet inner voice giving you these answers. Now let's establish what you're doing here. And if you're interacting with other people, or if you're going about your daily business on your own, just be aware of what you find yourself doing. Allow the seconds to tick forward as you go about your business now. As you move around here, doing whatever it is that you're doing, just be aware of what you're doing. Look down at yourself, seeing you fulfilling some task. Be aware of any other people which may be here interacting with you. If you can see some people, just be aware of how they're dressed. And listen out for any conversation. Allow an inner understanding and knowing come to you about what's happening here, about what you're doing. Okay, so far we've established whether you're male or female and how old you are, what your name is and where you are. Now we're looking at what you're doing here, what your task is here, why you've chosen to explore this part of this life. So experience it now, as if it's happening now. Allow the minutes to tick forward and take you forward as things unfold. Okay, now I've established yourself here. Just let those images fade for a moment. Let those images fade for a moment as you allow your subconscious mind now to take you forward in time. Take you forward in time to a significant event which happens to you within this lifetime that you're now exploring. Move forward in time, whether it's just a few moments, maybe hours, days, weeks, months, or even years. Allow your subconscious mind to choose as you move forward now to a significant event which happens to you. Now allow the images to reform and be aware of where you find yourself now, a different time, a different place. Just to help you establish what's happening here, I'll ask the question, how far forward in time have you moved? An answer will come to you, an inner knowing. As the images form strongly around you now, be aware of where you find yourself and what you find yourself doing. You've moved forward here to experience a significant event that happens to you. So allow this event to unfold now. Allow the moments to tick by in real time. This is happening to you now. So just be aware of exactly what is happening to you. Just be aware of where you are now. Whereabouts are you? Is it the same country? Is it the same town? Or are you near the same town? And what is this significant event? Does it involve other people? Are you interacting with other people? And if so, listen out for conversation. Have an inner knowing of what's being said to you. See these people interacting with you. And as you experience this significant event, I want you to be very aware of your feelings and emotions. Be aware of how this event affects you. Be in tune with your emotions. Moments tick by in real time as you experience whatever's happening here to you. Okay, it's time to move on again. So let those images fade now. Let them fade away. Take a nice deep breath. Relax. And go deeper. As you allow your subconscious mind to take you forward in time once more. Forward in time until you find an important interaction with another person. Find a time within this life where you interact with another person. That person may be familiar to you. You may have incarnated with this person in other lifetimes. Or it may be a complete stranger to you. Find an important interaction with another person. Allow the images to form now. Just be aware of your surroundings, where you find yourself, and also be aware of how far forward in time you've moved this time. That can be helped along by the question, how old are you now? Establish your whereabouts once more. And as these images form around you, know that you've moved forward to this time to experience an interaction with another person. Find this person now. Look around to you, find this person that you're interacting with. And find what's happening here. Find out what this person's doing. Be aware of your feelings and emotions as you interact with this person at this time. Look at this other person now. Is this other person male or female? Old or young? How are they dressed? What about the facial features? And as you interact with this person, be very aware of conversation. What's being said to you? And what do you say back to them? What's the significance here of this interaction with this other person? Of your feelings and emotions, how this person affects you. Allow the moments to tick by as this interaction proceeds. Find where it takes you. Be aware of your feelings towards this person. Is it a positive feeling or a negative feeling? Are you aware of who this person is in relationship to you? Is this a familiar person? Is it a friend or relation? Or is it a stranger? And what's the motive of this person you're interacting with? Okay, just start to let those images fade once more. But before they go completely, just find this person at a time when you're looking right into them. Into their eyes, looking right at their face, looking deep into their eyes. Find a time when this is happening. And as you look into their eyes, I want you to be aware if this is anyone you've reincarnated with again in other lives. Especially your most recent life. If this is someone you know, a name will just spring into your thoughts. A knowing and a familiarity will just come to you. Have you reincarnated again with this person? In your later life as a diploma course student, a name will spring into your thoughts. Don't worry if it doesn't, you may not have interacted with this person again in any other lifetimes. But just in case this is the case, you will know. Okay, allow the images to fade altogether now. I want you to be aware of the door that's behind you now that you used to come into this lifetime. You can turn and face it, open it, and step back out onto the pathway, closing the door behind you, and bringing back with you all the memories that you wish to keep here, leaving behind any memories you don't wish to keep. And as you stroll up the path once more, I want you to thank your subconscious mind for providing you with this insight into a previous lifetime. Work your way up the path now towards the present time, back up through the years, heading towards that area where you find the chair and the steps. Working your way up through the years now, until you come into the doors representing your present life. Make your way up to the present time now, the final door, the present year. And finally you can make your way to the foot of those steps. And I'll count you back up to the top, bringing you safely back to normal consciousness. Make your climb now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, mind and body slowly returning to normality now. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fully refreshed, fully back to normality. And you can open your eyes when you're ready. Okay. Well, I hope this experience has helped you with your understanding of the course content. Each time you use this recording, you'll be able to discover something else, something new. Every time you go into a past life, you can choose a different one. Explore it some more. And after some practice, you can discard the recording altogether and take yourself to these places with full knowledge of the journey. So I wish you good luck with the rest of this course and look forward to sending you the exam papers. If you feel you wish to let me know about any experiences you've had with this recording, feel free to contact me through the normal methods and I'll be pleased to hear about your experiences and help you with any guidance that you need. But I'll say goodbye for now.